This is Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Gamble. For this week's radio field trip, we're meeting up with some animals and taking a ride. It's been a beautiful drive past Lake Winnipesaukee and up along a winding path through the mountains of Moultonboro. Through the open wooden doors of a long green barn, I can see rows of stalls filled with horses of all different breeds and colors. This is Riding in the Clouds, a place for horseback riding of all kinds. Trail rides, pony rides, carriage rides. It's located on the same property as Castle in the Clouds, a popular historic estate that's open to the public. Trail guide Michaela Rines is grooming Fred, a magnificent draft horse.
Honestly, my favorite part isn't even riding, it's being around the horses.
Fred stands at least 7 feet tall, well above my shoulder. His coat is a creamy tan, and he has a white stripe down the center of his nose. Michaela brushes Fred's tail. She tells me how she's been a guide here for 6 years.
Grooming them is one of my favorite things to do. They have a calming thing about them. They're nice to be around.
The barn does have a zen-like calming effect. I walk around to say hello to all the different horses. They've got names on their stalls like Bumblebee, Thumper, and Lucky. A volunteer at the barn, Michael Brooker, shows me Maximus, a 5-year-old Belgian draft horse that's almost 3,000 pounds. He's so massive, his legs stretch above my head.
I mean, his hindquarters have to be 6.5 feet. That's unbelievable. I can't get my arm all the way to the top of his back.
Yeah. He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
Maximus is a rescue horse, as are many of the 20 or so horses here that regularly take people out for rides.
It gives you that connection with nature that we're missing in today's society. Keeps you grounded and just puts you back to where we're supposed to be, I think.
Bobby Perry and his family run Riding in the Clouds.
So you don't see people holding onto their screens while they're riding horses?
I don't allow it, no. No, I holler at them jokingly, hey, that horse isn't equipped with Bluetooth.
Michaela has been getting Fred, the tan horse, ready for my ride. It's been a while since I've done this, so Bobby gives me a refresher.
All right, sir. So the moment of truth, what you want to do is grab a hold of that horn there with your left hand, place your left foot in the stirrup, stand right up, and bring that right leg around the other side. Perfect mount. It's like a deep sea fish. He lives under pressure.
Bobby hops up on his horse, Jerry, and we set off. First, through the woods where the leaves are just beginning to show their colors, and then up along a still green pasture. As we ride along at an easy pace, both horses occasionally try to sneak a snack of grass. A gentle tug on the reins gets them moving again. After a while, we reach the top of a hill that overlooks Lake Winnipesaukee. The water shimmers, lined by trees just starting to turn with bright yellows and reds. It's gorgeous. And I realize I'm on horseback in the mountains of New Hampshire, plaid jacket and all. A good place to be on an autumn morning. When we get back to the barn and dismount, it's time to give the horses their treats. Winston, the barn's residential goat, hovers nearby.
Goat takes the leftovers, huh?
He does, yeah. He's the cleanup crew. He also works security. Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Fred.
Can I give you a tip?
He does accept gratuities.
Thank you for the ride, buddy.
Thank you.
You can visit nhpr.org/fieldtrips to see photos and the horses at Riding in the Clouds. And tune into Morning Edition in 2 weeks to hear another radio field trip. Radio Field Trips is produced by Mary McIntyre. And this is Morning Edition on NHPR.